Can a small red fruit foretell the upcoming winter? All about the legend of the persimmon seed today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom27.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Freedom27.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 30th, the 304th day of the year. Actor Henry the Fonz Winkler has a birthday. We'd all like to know what type of winter is in store for us, and some people swear that the answer can be found by cutting open a persimmon fruit. Legend says the shape of the seed kernel holds the answer. A spoon-shaped seed means you'll be doing a lot of shoveling. A knife shape indicates cold, biting winds are in the future. If the seed is fork-shaped, the winter should be mild with only light, powdery snowfall. Don't just study the seeds, though. Persimmons have been growing in popularity in recent years for their sweet, spicy flavor and rich texture. They're in season now, so look for the orange-red acorn-shaped fruit in the supermarket and make sure they're soft and ripe. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.